BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Another major European bank is close to collapse following the failure of talks to rescue Germany's second largest mortgage lender, Hypo Real Estate. The announcement comes as leaders of the major European economies agreed to work together to help their troubled financial institutions. Emergency talks in Paris failed to bring an announcement of any big bailout plan similar to that in the United States. Alistair Sanford reports from Paris.
Not long after the end of the summits came a reminder of how serious the crisis is. Germany's second largest mortgage lender, Hypo Real Estate, is in trouble again after banks and insurers pulled out of a state-led rescue plan. Earlier, the four European leaders agreed at the summit that there would be no European bailout fund for banks in trouble. President Sarkozy said they had promised to work together instead to support institutions that get into difficulty. President Sarkozy and the head of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, said that the EU's strict budget rules would be applied flexibly during the current exceptional circumstances.
Police in the Mexican city of Tijuana say they've discovered 10 more murder victims in a city where gang-related violence has escalated in the past week. Police say 5 of the bodies were found in an abandoned van near a shopping centre. Warren Bull of our America's Desk reports.
It's been a particularly bloody week, even by the standards of Tijuana, a key transit point for drugs trafficked to the United States. More than 50 people have been killed in the city in 7 days, and the brutal treatment of the victims has shocked residents used to violence. State prosecutors blame the murders on rival drug factions, including members of the Arellano Felix drug cartel. On Tuesday, the Mexican president, Felipe Calderón, sent a series of measures to Congress aimed at fighting the wave of drug-related violence in Mexico that's killed over 3,000 people this year.
North Korea's reclusive leader, Kim Jong-il, is reported to have made his first public appearance since rumours surfaced that he'd suffered a stroke. Here's Steve Jackson from our Asia-Pacific desk.
It's 7 weeks since Kim Jong-il last appeared in public, and his absence has fueled much speculation that he's in poor health. South Korean intelligence reports say he fell ill in August, but has since made a slight recovery, reportedly after brain surgery. North Korea's tightly controlled state media say Mr. Kim went to a football match in Pyongyang, but no details were given on his health. The rumours have raised questions about who's been running the country in the interim, and who will eventually succeed the 66-year-old autocrat.
Israel has accused North Korea of helping at least 6 Middle Eastern countries to acquire weapons of mass destruction. An Israeli envoy told the annual conference of the International Atomic Energy Agency that North Korea was a dangerous and threatening proliferator of such weapons. You're listening to the latest world news coming to you from the BBC. The Indian Army has deployed troops in 2 areas of the northeastern state of Assam after 11 people were killed in riots between local tribesmen and migrants of Bengali descent. Among the dead were 3 people killed when police opened fire. The trouble began late on Friday when rumours spread that the migrants had kidnapped one of the local Bodo tribesmen. Several villages where the migrants have settled were attacked, and they in turn attacked Bodo communities. The Turkish government says that the destruction of the Kurdish separatist rebels will now be its main priority. They are fighting for a homeland in the southeast of the country. The statement followed an emergency meeting of Turkey's political and military leaders. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Erdogan is cutting short his regional tour to go home after Friday's attack, the deadliest by the Kurdish forces for a year.
We were in meetings when we heard this information. This is similar to an event last May in the same region. The news we have is that we have 15 martyrs, 2 other soldiers are lost, 23 terrorists were put out of action, and we have 20 wounded soldiers that were injured during the fight.
The United States military says 2 of its helicopters have crashed in the Iraqi capital Baghdad following a collision. A spokesman said the Black Hawk helicopters went down after dark in the Sunni district of Ahmadiyya. Officials said an Iraqi soldier was killed and 4 others were injured, 2 of them American military personnel. The government in Italy has deployed 500 troops around the southern town of Caserta near Naples, where thousands of people have been demonstrating against racism and the apparent mafia killing of 6 African immigrants last month. Italian police say they believe the Neapolitan mafia, the Camorra, shot dead the immigrants to warn off Africans who got involved in the drugs trade. And that's the latest BBC News.